This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 8:35, we're going to talk Lions season tickets being revoked. How much reselling is too much? And we approach the conversation honestly. We don't know what the rule is, but we've seen Lions fans lose their season tickets at a time where they've never been in more demand. We'll get to it at 8:35. John, I picked up the box. There's like a brick in there.
Oh, yeah. This is you're going to get your money's worth on this one.
The dough smells outstanding. It's intoxicating.
Which is why I don't know how you could sit here and say no, not to even one.
Makes me say, what up, dough?
What up, dough? Can't believe I just said that out loud.
But the majority...
That might be the first time I've ever said that.
There you go. You're officially a Detroiter now.
Jim, what if they had bolognese filled punchkis?
So there is a limit to creativity. Bolognese in a punchki is probably not, although... what was the American Coney Island has the Coney Island.
Yeah, we should bring that
Coney
up.
Dog in punchki dough.
Amazing. This is one of those days where, I'm not going to sit here and eat 12 of them. It would probably gross you guys out to watch me devour them all at the same time. But it is I pick and choose when and how I want to
indulge.
And this is one of those indulgence days.
So you said American Coney's got that? What's Lafayette doing today?
They're dealing with rats, right?
I don't think anymore.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are they open? Have they opened their doors?
You're asking me questions. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think I need a rat.
This is me asking you questions at news.
I don't think they're open yet.
We've got phone calls to mix in here, but some of your ticket texts are great. The debate on the punchkis. John loves them. The majority of the show doesn't eat them. We'll get to some of your thoughts. Anthony in Sterling Heights, good morning.
Hey, I'm at Bozick's Market right now, ordering mine as I speak. What's your name, young lady?
Stella and Sasha.
Stella and Sasha right here. I'm getting my punchkis for work.
Nice.
I'm currently ordering as I speak a couple of these strawberry glaze too, please. They're only $24.99 over here at Bozick's in Sterling Heights.
Oh, hey, what's your favorite?
My favorite's a strawberry glaze. Two more of those strawberry glaze, please.
Strawberry glaze is my favorite. Throw in another dozen.
Hold on. I got to add three more. What flavor should I get? I got three more flavors.
Yeah. Raspberry. Raspberry. Thinking?
John, I already got raspberry.
John loves the raspberries. Do not get lemon. John does not like the lemon
flavor. How about blueberry? Blueberry is always a fan favorite as well.
Crowd pleasers. I do wonder, if you don't do the fruit filling, are you cheating the process? Because some people are claiming that on the ticket text, saying you can't buy the junk ones from the grocery store, and you can't get the You have to do a fruit filling.
Can't do
for
the specialty
ones.
Yeah, so, from the bakery.
Yes, the quote-unquote junk ones from the grocery store, the ones that are ultra-mass-produced, are not the same. No. Like, again, if that's your access to them, fine, so be it. They are not bad. They're just not as good as the ones that you can get from a bakery that are made with such tender, loving care.
Let's get to George in St. Clair Shores. George, you have the original flavor that most people need to have?
The original flavor is prune. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly a Michigan thing. I don't think they celebrate this at all down south. I worked with someone whose family owned the bakery, one of the bakeries in Hamtramck also. And it's very much a Polish thing too as well.
Yes. So let me ask you this. I know down south, I've been down there for Mardi Gras. It's more of the king cake, right? Is that part of this versus the punschke?
I've never been to Orleans, so I don't know.
Okay.
King cake.
Yeah, I've had king cake before.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's king cake?
Well, there's,
how'd you describe it?
So it's just a big, like a big birthday cake.
I Googled it. Yeah.
But it also has, like, they'll bake it with a ring in there. So if you get
A baby. Yeah.
A small plastic baby is baked inside.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Whoever gets that slice is said to get good luck.
Yeah.
And there
the
you
baby
go.
Is baked in there. Uh-huh.
Not an actual human
no.
baby.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Of course not.
Well, you said it. I mean,
yeah, the way you said it, I'm like, wait, a baby in
there.
Yeah,
a little baby.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Like, this is unique to Southeast Michigan, the Fat Tuesday punschke portion. The punschkes.
Oh, well, when I lived in Petoskey, you could get them up there too. Yeah, no, this is
all across Michigan then?
I think it is more of a Michigan thing, but it is much more of a Polish.
Yeah, we have a big Polish population in Metro Detroit,
right?
Which is like my wife grew up on the other side of the state. She had never heard of the punschke until she moved here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To hear people when they look at the word.
Oh, yeah, to have them pronounce it.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, how do you, you know, and Lisa does it every year. I think she does it just to kind of get under my skin sometimes, how she mispronounces it. But, yeah, it's not one that.
How does she say it to mess with you?
Well, she's like, hey, is this one of those, is this that where they sell the, you know, the pakuchkis or the patkis or.
If you know how to spell punschke, there's zero doubt you're from Detroit.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh,
now,
I agree.
It doesn't mean that you have to be a real Detroiter to spell it. I'm not saying that. But if you can nail that, you know where they're from.
Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. I didn't know John was John the Baptist.
Yes, that's how I grew up, yes.
Can you get Jack and Coke filling, signed Jerry?
You know what? Again, like I said, the only limit that you have is your imagination. And we have bakeries that are trying the bumpy cake. There's a peanut butter one. Like, that wouldn't be my preference. My preference, if I'm going to have a punschke and I'm going to have multiple ones, I'm going to go with what I know and I like and I love. That's the raspberry. But I am all for tasting and partaking of other flavors.
Yeah, I just can't do the fruit stuff. I would try the chocolate, like, filled or bumpy cake.
Yeah,
I would.
I would.
I think I would like it.
Okay.
I think so, too.
What about a custard one? There's two
I'm
in here.
Big on custard.
Do they have, so people have texted, and I don't think any of these are cannoli.
Oh.
See, I like a cannoli. Oh. That.
Mm. I'll try a cannoli flavored one.
Mm-hmm. Custard filled are better than jelly filled, Kevin at UPS. Bavarian cream, 100% the best. Need to get a Bavarian cream. This one says,
I sell those at Bronner's.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they do.
You got the fried chicken one, too. The overrated fried chicken punschke.
More for you and me, John. I bought 4 dozen in for the crew today.
Wow.
I'm on number 3 already. You got to step your game up.
That's a boss that loves his crew.
Sean in Oak Park, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what up, Doe?
What up, Doe?
How's it going?
Yeah, I just wanted to, because you guys were debating what's the difference between a punschke and a jelly donut. I'm a vegetarian, been so about 15 years now, and it's the pork lard and a punschke that makes the difference. So any jelly donut, completely fine for any vegetarian to eat. But I've not had a punschke most because of that. So when my wife gets one, I just grab a jelly donut just to participate, to make her not feel awkward.
Oh, so you even as a vegetarian, you can't have the pork lard?
Well, it's correct. So like pork lard, refried beans, that usually has lard in it. So that's pretty much a big difference between the two is just the lard itself. I mean, they just use whatever you do to bake dough. I don't know how you dough with the things.
Yeah. No, I'm not a dough maker myself, but
thank you for clarifying, Sean.
I don't know.
I'm a dough eater.
So somehow last week we were talking, I remember, and the word lard came up off the air.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great term.
That's got a rival as one of the worst words out there.
I don't understand.
I enjoy it. Cooking, it's great, but it sounds so gross to me.
Oh, well, if you're using it as a descriptor of an individual, as I used to do as a child, then sure.
Well, lard itself, if you've used it or cooked with it, is not necessarily the most appealing thing at first. Oh, it tastes beautiful. But
what's not appealing about it?
It's practically like Vaseline.
Well, okay. I mean,
it's gross.
It's got a Crisco look to it. Yeah.
Let's move on.
It looks like fat.
It is.
Yeah. It is fat.
It is
fat.
That's why it looks like it.
Worst word, or what's worse, moist or lard?
I don't have an issue with either one. I mean, I throw those out there every once in a while.
A lot of women hate moist.
Yeah, yeah. I know. My girls, every time I, you know, hey, you know, I'll get a, like a, I don't know, a croissant. Or a muffin, and I'll be like, "Man, this is really moist." And I literally will sit at the table and watch all of them go, ugh, cringe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Texture says, "Can I get Long Island filling signed Wojo?" People are having fun with this. It's why we bring it up. It's Fat Tuesday. Indulge today, and for a lot of people, that is a raspberry punschki. And by everybody, I mean John over here with a dozen to himself. 248-539-9797. We'll talk Lions season tickets being revoked at 8:35. An update on the franchise tags across the league. That's next. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need and deserve to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got some ticket techs rolling in. Going to update you on the franchise tags. Today is the day, 4 p.m. on calendar for the NFL teams. John, ticket texters want to know if you've ever had the cream cheese punschki.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And it is
you like
wonderful.
All of them, other than lemon.
I just don't like lemon, yeah.
This one says Italian Catholics have their own fried pastries they eat on Fat Tuesday.
Oh, okay. What are those?
I mean,
like a sample.
Yeah, sure. Bring them.
You don't know?
You point to me because I'm Italian. I'm not Catholic. Anyway. Texter says, have John or Heather ever tried dill dough? Larry in St. Clair Shores.
Larry,
come
Larry.
On. Tom and Jim are just pretending not to like them because they're so unhealthy. Just admit you don't want to lose your girlish figures. It's not an issue about the unhealthiness of it. When I go get a donut, I never order a jelly donut or a custard donut. So it's just not.
What kind of donuts you get?
I get like a chocolate or a glazed.
Yeah.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
What's wrong with sprinkles?
Again, yes. This is our child talking over here.
What's wrong with sprinkles?
It's all right. No, yeah, Teddy loves sprinkles. Lisa likes sprinkled donuts as well. It's probably her favorite.
Let's get to the phones. Bob and Troy, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, it's not a punchki or punchki. It's a punchki, like O-W-N. Everybody says it wrong. And a punchki is plural. So you're going to order a double punchki with no S. And John's going to eat 24 punchek today. There's no S at punchek, which is singular. And the dough is so much more dense than a donut. It's night and day.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
They're bricks.
I learned all this from my great-grandma Babouche.
Oh, okay, so let me get this straight. So one is a punchek.
A punchek, like more like oh, not a poon.
Okay.
Not a punchek, a poon. It's punchek. Get it? And a punchki.
Yeah, John got it.
You got it?
Yep.
So you're going to eat one punchek at a time. And you're going to order a dozen punchkis. Now you got me saying it wrong.
No. I just want to make sure I got it. So it's a pone check.
Yeah, it's more like pone than poon.
Right.
Yes.
John is a child.
Pone check.
Bob, it is not your fault. We're just going to lose John if you keep setting him down.
No, thank you very much. That was
very informative.
The education.
I'm changing my mind now. I like poon.
You said you didn't like how gooey it was. All right. Anyway, let's get some franchise tag notes here. The team's expected to tag the players. Trey Smith, offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, is franchise tagged. T. Higgins is the second year in a row Cincinnati tags their receiver. They'll try to work out a deal with him. The big headline today, I'm just powering through, is is we don't expect Sam Darnold to be franchise tagged by the Minnesota Vikings. What?
Not for air.
Okay. Sam Darnold, are you surprised that Minnesota isn't going to tag him and attempt to trade him? Give themselves some stability while they have J.J. McCarthy coming off an injury, an unproven player. I thought they would tag him. It made sense to tag Sam Darnold. They evidently don't.
It does, yeah, so you get some value with him.
They don't want to. They're open to him going somewhere else. They'll try to work out a deal with him, but they are open to him going somewhere else. Is this a mistake?
It depends on the what's the market for Sam Darnold. Like, there's certainly going to be a market.
Raiders, Giants,
right? But
Titans.
Are they willing to pay him
$50 to $60 million a year? Probably not.
Probably not. And does he want to go outside the offense where he had so much success? Like, because there's no guarantee that J.J. McCarthy is going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Yes, they drafted him in the first round, top 10 pick. They're going to give him every chance. But it doesn't mean that that opportunity won't be there in the future for Sam Darnold in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, where he found where his career was reinvigorated. It was reimagined. He was reborn.
So put yourself in the shoes of a professional athlete. I don't know if you've ever been there, John. What would you do if you were Sam Darnold? Would you take less to stay in Minnesota with a coaching staff that's unlocked you, or would you get that bag? Because again, he's never really had that big paycheck. He was a failed first round pick. Would you just simply take the most money and go to Vegas or Tennessee or New York?
I would want to start. And I would want that opportunity to also show that, I mean, yes, okay, there's this comfort blanket here where I know I'm good. I know I can be successful in this offense, but I might not be able to start here. What's the guaranteed money where I'm going? It's all going to come down to dollars and cents. If there's a lot of guaranteed money in that contract and I get to start, then yeah, I'm going to wherever that, it might even be the New York Football Giants, right? It you know you're going there to die. And
but you're going to get paid.
And who knows? You might find it magic again.
What's your gut say? Where's Sam Darnold play football next year?
I think he'll be in Vegas. I think that's the most likely. Vegas or the Giants. Because the Giants, Brian Daboll needs somebody to come in who can just deliver the ball. They need a sacrificial lamb that, you know, what do they give him, a 2 or 3 year deal? And if he gets, you know, absolutely murdered by a pass rush, okay, thank you.
I just think it's a tough sell for New York to say we had Daniel Jones, who is effectively that guy we're talking about here, a stand-in punching bag, and this coaching staff and general manager who are fighting for their jobs, their solution is, we don't want Daniel Jones. No. We got Sam Darnold. Like, you can't say it with a straight face.
Well, so Sam Darnold at least will be coming in with a measure of confidence. I don't think Daniel Jones at some point lost all confidence.
Well, and you wonder why, because you can't protect him. Right. I just see the same thing happening all over again. Yeah. Hey, get paid if you're Sam. Maybe Vegas makes more sense. Pete Carroll comes in, he's 72. They're not trying to break in a rookie. They want to be more competitive this year. Maybe that's the justification. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, a woman was injured Sunday night after driving the wrong way on M59 and crashing into another vehicle. A 67-year-old woman from Milford was driving eastbound in a westbound lane when she crashed into a vehicle that was being driven by a 45-year-old man from Highland Township. The woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and thankfully, I guess nobody else was injured in this crash. She was the only person injured. Authorities do believe that alcohol may have played a factor. Speaking of alcohol behind the wheel, jury selection was completed Monday for the first day of the trial against Marcella Chidester. That's the woman accused of drunk driving before crashing into the Swan Boat Club, killing two young children. So on Monday, jurors heard opening statements. They also heard testimonies from first responders and several people that were there injured in the crash. The trial will continue today and is expected to run 1 to 2 weeks. Michigan drivers are seeing some of the lowest gas prices so far this year. In Michigan, gas prices dropped 12 cents since last week and are now
under $3 for regular unleaded gas. AAA reports that at $2.96, the price is 7 cents below this time last month and 49 cents less than a year ago. The most expensive gas prices are in Ann Arbor, Metro Detroit, and Marquette. The lowest prices, Benton Harbor, Saginaw, and Traverse City.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Michael Strahan is ready for a new role, you guys. Yeah. While the search continues to find the next James Bond, Strahan made it known that he is up for the challenge. So he just did an interview on Good Morning America with the president and CEO of Amazon, and they discussed who will replace Daniel Craig, and he threw his hat in the ring as well.
He wasn't shy about it.
No, no. And if he is the next Bond, then I need to be the next Bond villain.
Yes.
There's no question.
That needs to happen.
Yes.
What would be your name? Because he's Bond, but the villains always change, don't they, for the most part?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the villains do change, yes. But I have not settled on my villain name yet.
Ticket text.
Yes.
John Jansen's Bond name as a villain.
Yes.
Something with teeth and gaps. You really extract some pain on Michael Strahan.
Yes. Get creative. I want to know what this might be.
They always do, John. Somebody will come up with a good one. Forbes just released their list of the highest paid actors of 2024. You want to guess who came out right on top?
Actor?
Yeah. This wasn't the first person that came to my head, but it doesn't. I understand.
Who?
The Rock. $88 million.
So this is on royalties, or do you have a new one come out?
It doesn't tell me where or how, but
so
I guess
many
with
movies that are coming out that are just on. Like I know he's had some come out on Netflix.
Moana.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I guess
Moana
2 came out.
We sing Moana every day, all day long. Ryan Reynolds, number 2 at $85 million. Kevin Hart, $81 million. Jerry Seinfeld, number 4, $60 million. And Hugh Jackman rounds out top 5 with $50 million. The first female on the list is Nicole Kidman at number 8 with $31 million.
She's got the new Hollywood movie.
She's got a lot. And she does a lot of TV series, dramas as well. So, yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. We've been talking a lot about donuts. Well, poonchkis.
Yes, please.
However you say it properly. Anyway.
Poonchki. He's got me all tongue-tied
just
now.
One, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. We've been talking about poonchkis. But donuts in general. Let's hear this story. There's 911 dispatchers in Oklahoma. They received a really urgent call from a toddler who asked for emergency donuts. This little boy, Bennett, called 911 several times. The first was just gibberish. Then he hung up, right? The second time he called back and said, "This is an emergency because I need donuts." And the child did tell the dispatcher, 911, it's an emergency. He said those exact words. And they said an emergency. And the little boy said, emergency donuts. And they had a conversation about it. The dispatcher asked the little boy if he would share. And he said, no. But they actually did show up at his house with donuts.
Oh, good for them.
And it turns out this little boy was able to call 911 on an old cell phone that was actually not activated. Like, it couldn't make any other calls.
Just an emergency call.
But the 911 option still worked, so he was able to dial and ask for help. So
it's an emergency.
Yeah, and he got him, so he shared him with his brother.
Yes. I get that from Teddy when I'm home. Like, generally on Saturdays, like, I'll take him for a donut. So every morning that I'm home and he thinks, when we wake up, he'll say, donut? Donut?
Donut. Emergency. Yes. Emergency.
Yes.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Lions season ticket holders. They've lost their seats. They were revoked. Selling too many games? Where's the line? We'll talk about it next, 97.1. Do you need a new dentist? We've been talking about eating a lot of sweets. If you moved around, you started a new job, you got married, life gets in the way, and you haven't been going to the dentist, Brightside Dental is accepting new patients, you and your family. At Brightside Dental, there's no judgment, just care. They take the time to get to know you. They're not going to make you feel bad if you have some bad dental habits. They want to get you treatment and get you where you want to be. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. 9 Metro Detroit locations, including their newest in Trenton. There's got to be one near you. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. We'll get into the Pistons in the 9 o'clock hour. Another win last night, part of their West Coast trip. Throttled the Utah Jazz. Before we get to this Lions season ticket story and the drama, I have a list in front of me. You asked...
Are you sure you want to do this now? Because you might lose me for the next 10 minutes. I might not be able to recover.
You asked the audience, our very creative listeners, to come up with potential Bond villain names for you.
Yes. If Michael Strahan is going to be the new James Bond, which I don't think is going to happen, I definitely need to be the villain.
The following have been submitted.
Okay.
Poonchki Pete.
Poonchki Pete. It's a little day specific, but yeah.
John Stallions. Got some scheming you're doing over there? Golden Throat. Jeff Simpson. What?
Jeff Simpson was the, who's the player that got...
No, you mean Jeff Jackson.
Or Jackson, yeah.
He mixed Xavier Simpson with Jeff Jackson, this ticket texture.
Why not?
Jeff Jackson would be your villain name.
Okay.
Gap Filler.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah.
Playing off the
gap in his tooth that I originally gave him.
The teeth, the puns. Oh, that you gave him.
Yeah.
Ortho Pussy. Can you say that?
That is awesome. Because of the teeth.
Because of teeth.
In the old Bond movie.
Maze Finger after Goldfinger. John the Baptist, as we learned today.
We had a Twitter poll, right? Which one's the best?
Sure. This one says Meathead. It's from Lowe in Southfield.
There you go. That one fits, actually.
This one says Off-Grid or Backwoods.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, I could lure him into the woods. Attack him from there.
If you got more, send them in. Bond villain names for John Jansen opposite Michael Strahan when he stars as the next James Bond. This one says, are you sure you want to be the villain? The villain always loses in the movie, John.
There's a first for everything.
Oh, you think you're going to win? You're going to be the first Bond villain to win?
Yeah, I mean maybe we'll end the series. Who knows? Hey, let's see what type of twist Amazon wants to put on this.
All right.
Uh-huh.
As fun as this is, and we'll keep mixing them in, we do want to talk about Lions fans in this season ticket business, right?
Yeah. So here is what we know, as we understand it. We have some questions. There were two season ticket holders that no longer live in the area, and one of them was a season ticket holder for 23 years. Sold all of their tickets from last season, and they received a notice, I think it was via email, that their license to purchase tickets, their agreement with the Detroit Lions, has been revoked. They will no longer be able to purchase season tickets because they did not come to any games and they sold all of their tickets. When you're selling all of them, I agree. The question I have is, how many are you allowed to sell? What's the fine print say? How many are you allowed to sell before you get this? Is there a warning? Do you deserve a warning?
Right, because look, if you're a season ticket holder, you buy in because you want to go to Lions games, or like I have Red Wing tickets. You want to go to the games. Life gets in the way. You have commitments. You need to sell a game. You need to sell two. Or I even understand Lions fans who've had the rates jacked up and need to sell one or two just to kind of break even.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out here buying four and selling two to every single game, or buying in and not attending a single game and trying to just profit off of the Lions' success, they should crack down on that. You're being a Richard. What's the line, though? You have 10 games for a Lions season. 8 or 9 of them will be regular season games. I feel like you got to go to a majority of them, right?
Well, yes. And is it also, is transferring equal selling? Because if I go to, say I had, you know, 6 season tickets, right? I'm going to take all of the kids, or I'm going to take my parents with me. Yet maybe my parents are going to arrive at the different time. And I transfer 2 of those tickets to mom and dad.
Oh, I think that's fine.
So, okay, you think it's fine. That's great. That solves all problems. Thank you, Jim.
As if I'm like the czar of ticketing. Yes.
I agree that that's fine. But if you transfer tickets, how do they know that you're transferring them to a family member, that you're going, or that you're not transferring them to sell?
I think they, I don't know the answer to this.
The only way they could track it is if you use a reputable ticket broker, like a Ticketmaster.
Yeah, so if you put them back on Ticketmaster and you set the price for 1.5 times that you paid, and you do that for 5, 6, 7, hell, all the games,
yeah.
What do you think's going to happen? I mean, we could play audio because Channel 7 did a story on these fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let's start with the first guy. Powell Jan.
Yeah.
First guy there.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand. So I think the other one is Tony Stevens, I believe, is the one that was a season ticket holder for 23 years.
Yeah, he's the
other
guy, yeah.
He was there in the down years, the lean years, so to speak, in regards to the Matt Patricia years. Go through the list of coaches. But this is what Tony Stevenson had to say. Well, there was no wait list.
There's no demand.
Right.
You weren't skimming money off the top there.
Yes, there is currently high demand for Lions season tickets. There's a wait list. And he was also asked if this affected his fandom. Yes, that would be weird.
It'd be incredibly weird.
I don't have an issue with that. I do think that there needs to be, and maybe there was some investigation. I don't know that there... We don't know the entire story, both sides. Like, did they, you know, ask at any point, or do they even need to?
Do you get a warning?
Yeah. Was he sent a warning? Did they say, hey, why did you sell, you know, all of your tickets, or why did you at least, you know, transfer all of your tickets? Because I do think can be extenuating circumstances. Maybe mom and dad, if they live, I'm using mom and dad as an example, they're fine. Maybe mom and dad live in Texas or in, you know, Carolina, pick any other state, and they were sick. You had to go help them for 5, 6 months. You could work remote, and you weren't able to come back for games, but you didn't want to lose your season tickets. Like, I wonder if there's, could you email the Lions and say, hey, this is the situation. I don't want to lose my season tickets. I just can't go.
You would hope that there'd be some common sense. And if you had been a season ticket holder for 20 years and something came up emergency life-wise and you go, I can't get to these games. I don't know, maybe they'd say, let us just, rather than you go out there and turn this into a cottage industry for yourself, sell them back to us, we'll even the score for you, you'll be net even for the season, and then we can sell them. Would that be a fair trade-off?
As long as you get a chance to, you know, buy them again next year.
No, you stay, keep your season tickets, you'd stay in the queue. This is how I would sell them.
So, in this world, mom and dad move on, then you're able to come back.
Yeah, well, I just think as this self-appointed tickets are, that's the fairest way to do it, where you keep your tickets, but for the year, they can sell them back, and you don't go to the games, you don't profit, you don't lose anything.
Yes.
And you can't do this repeatedly, but...
And just for clarification, that's a hypothetical that I brought up. I don't know that to be the case for either of these season ticket holders. It sounds like maybe work took them out of the area. They no longer live here, but they wanted to maintain their season tickets in the event that they were in town for a game.
We have a ton of phone calls to get to. Guys, if you've experienced this, you've had season tickets, you want season tickets, your thoughts on them being revoked, and more villain names for John Jansen. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are going to be attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you as many questions as you're willing to answer as they need to, so that they can understand your financial situation and build a financial plan that fits you best. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Season tickets revoked. Sold too many of them. This isn't a for-profit business. Yeah. You're a season ticket holder. Where do you draw the line? The Lions have revoked tickets from at least two fans. Both spoke on Channel 7. We played some of the audio, including some that you just heard there. Texters and then phone calls. Transferring doesn't count. I have four seats. I transfer two every week. They track sales via Ticketmaster.
Okay.
They track resale markets. Another person echoing the same thing. Anyone who sells the majority of their season tickets for a sport is not a fan. They're a loser, plain and simple.
Well, I'm not going to call you a loser. I agree that that should not be something. If you're going to resell them on Ticketmaster and always at a profit, which is what happens right now because the Lions are finally good. If you're going to transfer them,
that's fine.
Then at least you're controlling who they go to. If you put them on Ticketmaster, I think that's part of the Lions' concern. One, they don't want the cottage industry of season ticket holders getting on the list just simply to resell them for a profit. But they also can't control if it's, you know, the Bills coming to town, or better yet, one of the division opponents coming to town. You want to limit the opponent's fans' access to those tickets. And again,
it's a good point.
You don't want to just, if you can't, you know, dictate on there, you can't tag them and say only to Lions fans, because there's no way to manage that.
The other thing is, the reason Lions season tickets have gone up every year, in part, they've cited this boom in the secondary market. So the fans who were buying them and then selling them for the most money possible created the fact that the Lions have increased their season ticket prices, right?
Yeah. And I don't disagree with what the Lions did here. If you're going to sell all of your tickets, and it sounds, I don't know if this is an assumption or if it's actually in one of the news articles, but if you're going to sell all of your tickets, then you're not really a fan. You don't belong in that category.
One texter says they profit on us as fans, but God forbid fans make some money back off of them. So that's the infighting. Going, well, I paid for the ticket. I can do what I want with it. 248.
Yeah, well, it's also an agreement with the Lions, and it's they're licensing them to you.
Greg, is this right? We have one of the guys from the story on hold right now.
Oh.
Paul Jan?
Yeah.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm actually the guy who had the 8 tickets, and I live in Philly. So I figured, I didn't even hear the talk going on. A buddy texted me. He's like, hey, they're talking about you right now. So I figured out maybe give you guys a call and kind of, I don't know. I know there's a lot of questions, and I've read a lot of feeds and people kind of, not, some having my side, some attacking, and I understand all angles of this. And I understand the fan that, they're trying to prevent people from being brokers and making money. But, my story was, I bought back in for every single game. If someone goes to my Instagram, I say I won every game. And do I think I need 8 tickets? No. But it's also, the Lions encouraged me to buy 8 tickets when they were bad. They're like, hey, buy more. You could sell them. Like, this was part of their whole selling point to me was, and then they get good. They revoke my tickets. And I simply wanted a conversation of just, hey, maybe you should go back to 4 tickets. Maybe you should go to 2 tickets. But they decided to revoke all the tickets and never have any kind of communication besides this email that just went out questioning my integrity and my loyalty as a fan, And but I get their angle, and I get the fan on the waiting list angle, and I agree with everyone's side of this story.
Paul, did you once live in Detroit and now you live in Philly?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved here 15 years ago. And I'm 44 and I got tickets when I was like 16, 17 at the Silver Dome. And then when I was 18, I put them in my name and I travel for games. I'm friends with a crack man, Megan Savansky. I'm part of their whole crew. And I understand the way it looks on paper. You sold. I send the Lions proof of all my buying back in. The tickets I bought for the Bills game, Commanders game. I send them like all my proof. I gave my Instagram handle, showing videos. The Lions marketing PR team, like, I don't know if I should be saying this. A week before, someone sent me a video of me, of all these clips they had of me at the game. And it's kind of funny because I was like, oh, man, like, look at them. Like, they appreciate me going to games and being, like, a super fan. And then they, like, and then this happened getting revoked. But I understand, like, ticket agency, the marketing team, PR team, like, this is two separate things. I'm sure they ran kind of a quick scan of out-of-town ticket holders and then saw the amount of tickets they're selling and then revoked them. you know.
How often, so people understand, how many, you had eight, how many were you selling?
I had eight tickets. I was selling, you know, I would give some of the friends of mine, I went to every game, but I would take like four tickets. I mean, what it cost is where my tickets were in section 132, row 16. I'll sell those. I would then buy tickets for row one. Typically, they were over $1,000 to $1,500 a ticket. And then from there, like I would like, you know, I would give some, a couple of buddies of mine would buy tickets. I mean, but I never sat in my actual seats, like never, because I sat row one every game.
Have they responded to you since you've reached back out trying to fix this?
No, like my ticket guy, and listen, it's not his problem. Like, he's a nice guy. He would tell me that I forwarded to leadership. You know, I think they will when the dust settles. I've done like a lot of like research in my, you know, I know some people here in Philly work for the Flyers, Sixers, even the Eagles. You know, this is my one thing, and I don't know if I should even be saying this, but from what I've known is that, you know, every NFL team, NHL team, NBA team has major deals with ticket brokers. Big, not like Game Time, StubHub. Those are platforms. And these ticket brokers, from what I've heard, because the line's being really good now, want more tickets. So I'm not saying this happened, but this is what I want to know if it did happen, is that now these brokers want more tickets, and the Lions need to figure out how to get them more tickets, because they have million-dollar deals with these brokers, because they get kickback when they sell them on the platform. You know, like a ticket broker, like one of the biggest agencies here in Washington, D.C., they have events for World Cup, Premier Leagues, all these events. And what they do is they guarantee a certain amount of tickets that they're buying when the teams are bad, like the Pistons, you know, going on. So when teams get better, these brokers want more tickets. So you got to find a rule to implement to be able to take tickets away from fans. And that's why I think the Lions finally started. Listen, most people that I know are out of town, people that lost their tickets this year. And my problem, like my buddy George was on the waiting list, way up there on the waiting list this year, and he didn't get season tickets yet this year. He was told that he's not going to get tickets. So I don't believe, and I shouldn't be saying this because it may make the Lions mad, I don't believe that my tickets are actually going to the waiting list. I believe they're going to a ticket broker, who then when the ticket broker, his contract they have with the Lions, sells the tickets, they're going to get a kickback of 20-30% of whatever they sell it for. And these are, like, I know the Flyers had a deal, I was told, with a ticket broker here. It was like a 15-year deal for like $53 million. And it protects these professional teams.
Look, John, I don't know if you have more questions for him. I had at least one more thought here.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is, you were kind of running a game on them, though, right? I mean, you were buying eight, never sitting in your seats, and using them to upgrade. Like, they caught you in the game. Like, what is a satisfying conclusion to this, where they can say, hey, you can buy row one at row one prices, or you can buy your seats and sit in your seats. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, 100%. So when I had this conversation with my ticket guy this year, I actually this year was able, someone that can't afford row one tickets this year reached out to me and said, hey, he's reached out in January. I can't afford row one. They've gone up like 600%. They went from $150 to over $500 a ticket. I have four. Do you want two of them? And I said, yes. And then I actually reached out to a couple of people that on the waiting list to ask them if they want any of my tickets. And I'll transfer them. The transfer period's not till April or May where you can transfer tickets to like other people's names. So I asked my ticket guy, can I transfer those two tickets? Take my eight. I'll take those two tickets from my buddy into my name. And he's like, I don't know if we'll allow you to do that anymore. So it almost seems like they've just like banned me from being a ticket. Yeah,
they cracked down, I mean, is what it sounds like. I mean, this is, and fans have felt it in different ways.
Yeah, the Packers did the same thing. I found out on Friday. The Packers saw that did the same thing. And I think teams are going to do. Listen, my whole thing, if you interview me, I get all angles. I'm still going to be their row one. People are like, he's not going to be back. I'll be their row one next year for the first game, the second game, the third game. I'll be there. I'll figure out how to be there. I'm a big fan. I've been going to the games. I'm a diehard. You know, I love the city of Detroit. Everyone here in Philly hassles me, you know, about being a Lions fan. But I take pride in it. And I get the business side. I have businesses. It's a business. Everyone's trying to make money. You know, I just wish that there was a form of communication.
I get you.
When the dust settles, hopefully they do reach out to you. And Paul, I really appreciate you calling in. That was some great insight.
Yeah, guys, great show. Great show always. I wish I could, you know, I'm typically busy when you guys are on, but big Detroit sports fan here. It's nice to see all four teams doing much better now.
Yep. So. Appreciate it. Went a little long there. I don't know if he should be telling us all this, John.
He's going to, though.
Yes, I might have been followed up with, but I'm going to. We got more calls, people reacting to this story now, how the season ticket market changes for the Lions. It's 97.1.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.